Sometimes you choose the cause that you want to make a difference and work with, and sometimes a cause truly finds you, even when you don't want it. You'd want to give it back, mm-hmm. and nobody knows better than our guest, mm-hmm. of course, Debbie Harrison, talking about Carson, your beautiful daughter, gone too soon, but her legacy lives on through the Carson's Compassion Project, and we're so glad to have you with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, so give us an update. Where are we with all the great things that you are doing in continuing to honor your daughter?
So, you know, a lot has been going on, and it's been almost 2 years since Carson was killed. It'll be January, it'll be 2 years. And so it'll be February, it'll be 2 years since Carson's Compassion Project was officially born. And we've done a lot of things. Mostly, we've done 2 international mission trips. We've done 2 playgrounds and shade structures there in Swaziland to benefit those children that Carson interacted with personally and loved so much. But we've also done some things locally. We've done 2 Cuddles for Kids stuffed animal drives to give to law enforcement, to give to kids in crisis. And we've done 2 community care days, which is a community service day on the Sunday closest to her birthday in February. And we've done other things in between. But most of what we've done has been driven by myself and my mom as my, you know, co-pilot, because at first it was also personal, you know, and I cared so much about how it looked and everything. But I also know that I can't do it alone. You know, no. All the things that we want to do, I need help.
Yes.
So that's why I'm here today. We're having a volunteer information meeting on Thursday at 7 at Manchester Creek Community Church to just tell people what we've got going on and what's coming up and how we could use help. I need help from administrative things to planning functions to showing up to, you know. So there's all that stuff. Plus, I'm trying to take on a new endeavor. So all along, I knew that I wanted to impact internationally as well as local. And locally, I felt like it needed to be something physical that you could go to. Mm. I wasn't exactly sure what it was, but over the course of the nearly 2 years, I've realized that it's foster care. Impacting the foster care system would speak directly to Carson's heart as well as my own. Mm. So we're looking to implement this program that would impact the foster parents and foster kids positively.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I just got chill bumps.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, the program that needs help. I mean, they're financially strapped. They can only do so much, and to have more help from someone who can provide it and provide the you know, the temperament and everything. My goodness. I mean, really, what a gift that is to be able to identify that and want to improve that as an area in our community.
Well, thank you. You know, we've said all along, we just want to come in beside other organizations mm-hmm. and fill gaps. Mm-hmm. I don't need to recreate something. But there's a lot of kids in this community. There's kids that join the foster care mm-hmm. community every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially in that first 72 hours of adjusting, if we can just give them a little extra love and let them know that they're okay, mm-hmm. you know, I think that will go a long way.
Wonderful, because mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be overly complicated. Like you said, you are looking at what is currently being done, not to, you know, just duplicate mm-hmm. the same, but to really find where you can bring light, especially at a time foster children are just, they feel like they're just lost.
Yeah.
And they're looking for light. And to be able to provide that in the interim of not knowing what the next step is going to be in their life. Mm-hmm. Not many people know their foster care is there, but they don't really know mm-hmm. if they took a quiz on what it really means. I don't think very many people would pass
right.
in understanding that. So what was it that laid that upon your heart? Was it just Carson's love for children?
Well, I've always had a place in my heart for children who face disadvantage for things beyond, outside of their,
yes,
their doing, mm-hmm. you know. That's the children in Swaziland. They can't help where they were born, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the children in foster care, you know, who are put there most of the time because of their parents' decisions. Mm-hmm. Not always, but most of the time. Mm-hmm. So that's always just been a part of me and what I try to instill in Carson. But I attend church at Manchester Creek, and there's quite a bit of foster families in the congregation. And I was helping one of them buy some things for one that was an emergency placement. And so typically an emergency placement is done during the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and they come with the clothes on their back and often come dirty, and because they're taken out of an emergent situation. And so there was this child, and she needed clothes. But my heart wanted to buy her something that would comfort her. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted her, she was a 12-year-old girl, being taken out of her home for the first time. I wanted her to have a book she could get lost in. I wanted her to have a journal she could write in. I wanted her to have a stuffed animal she could cry to. Or, you know, I wanted her to have comfort items. And when all of that happened is when it kind of, the light bulb went off in my head that that was the local impact.
Yes.
Wow. So folks come this Thursday at Manchester Creek Church.
Yes.
And what time is that?
It's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So if they come there, are they helping with the foster area, or are they helping with Carson's Compassion Project, or it's all kind of together and just seeing who shows up and how we can use their services?
Yep. They're coming to learn what we have going on and see if what we do speaks to their heart and where they want to plug in. Because maybe somebody wants to plug in with event, helping me plan events, but they don't have time for the other things.
Sure.
And I also have a lot of administrative things that I think a retired admin assistant would be awesome. So hopefully one shows up
there. Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're definitely someone who has a mission. And as we have learned, you know, your cause found you. We are still amazed at what you have gone through and your family, that you're still so vocal and so open about it. Some people aren't, and that's their right. But you have seemed to found some comfort and to make the world a better place when someone who has seen darkness and evil. I mean, we're still amazed on how every day you get together and you do this and you get excited and you want to help others. I don't know. I don't want to say, is it getting easier, but do you find putting your talents in these areas really does help, first of all, live out Carson's mission and also kind of help you continue with the grieving process?
Well, probably from the first 24 hours of Carson's death, my mantra has kind of been to make sure that love and light overcame the evil that took her from the world. And people have probably heard me say that because it's been, that will never change.
Sure.
You know, that is what was my mindset from the beginning. And so in a lot of ways, time helps, but it doesn't take it away. But yes, helping others and staying busy for good, especially I'm going into a hard season for me. My birthday is in a little over a week, and that kind of launches one event after another, holiday and things like that, up through her birthday in February that will be difficult. And that's also partly why I do try to stay busy during that time, doing things for others that that would make her happy.
Through Carson's Compassion.
Yes.
And just like she would have and should have continued to grow, you are growing through her mission.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Reach out to them, Carson's Compassion Project, this Thursday, 7 o'clock at Manchester Creek Church. And you can find Carson's Compassion on social media?
Yes, Carson and Compassion are both with a K.
Perfect. All right.
Got it.
Debbie Harrison.
Yes, we're so glad to have you.
Yeah,
we love you bunches.
Love you guys.